USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The General Services Administration formally recognized Joe Biden as the apparent winner of the 2020 presidential election on Monday. Trump agreed to help the GSA with the transition, but did not concede the election and vowed to continue to fight in court. 54% of Americans do not want their state to lock down, despite a surge in COVID-19 cases. That's according to a new Harvard poll of 2,205 registered voters and was conducted in mid-November. A federal appeals court ruled Monday that Texas and Louisiana can cut off Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood clinics. The ruling was handed down by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans and is likely to go next to the United States Supreme Court. General Motors is recalling 7 million pickups and SUVs worldwide. The recall centers on a defect in airbags made by Takata, spraying shrapnel throughout the vehicle. In addition to the deaths, other drivers or passengers have been blinded and maimed. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Let's take a look at Thanksgiving costs in 2020. USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
The average cost of a Thanksgiving dinner dropped 4% from last year, the lowest it's been since 2010. That's according to the American Farm Bureau Federation, a Washington-based trade group representing farmers and ranchers. The report is based on more than 230 surveys with pricing data from all 50 states. A meal for 10 should cost you an average of $46.90. Retailers are pricing turkeys to encourage you to shop. The average price of a turkey dropped 7% this year to a bit more than $19 for a 16-pound turkey. Whipped cream and sweet potatoes also saw prices drop. However, prices for the good stuff, dinner rolls, cubed bread for stuffing, and pumpkin pie mix is up slightly. All in all, gathering friends and family during a pandemic, priceless. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Netflix announced Monday it's expanding production with a $1 billion investment to its existing studio complex in Albuquerque, New Mexico. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Monday Night Football, the LA Rams went into Tampa Bay and took out a win 27-24. Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady says the Rams defense did a good job preventing the long throws.
They did a good job preventing them. You know, they kind of play a defense that, you know, makes it tough to hit them. They're not impossible to hit, but they're tight. Guys did a good job running them. We had a couple shots, but in the end didn't come up with any.
Tom says the defense did well. It was the offense that sputtered.
Tonight was very inefficient. Did not a very good job there in the second half. Defense played great. Kept coming up with huge stops, getting us the ball back. And offensively, we just couldn't make the plays that were necessary to be efficient. And we had plenty of chances. So, got to get them fixed.
Bucks head coach Bruce Arians talks inconsistencies.
Still trying to figure that out. I mean, at times we look really, really good. And then there are times when we obviously don't. I felt very, very comfortable in the two-minute drive until that throw. But we made some plays, and obviously we didn't make enough in this ball game, offensive, defense, or special teams, to win.
Tom had two interceptions on the night.
The first one he got hit. He got hit. It looked like I had Chris going right down the middle, and stepped up and just didn't get enough on it with the pressure. And the last one was just a misread of the coverage.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.